Well, hello, hello, hello. And welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. And that's what we're hoping to do, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow, and just leave a comment and let us know how we're doing. Tell a friend. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back, and you can leave a comment too. If you're on the Apple podcast, it's at the bottom where you can write something in. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink, whatever you got going on, because this episode, this one is not for the faint at heart. And I told y'all that I would be coming and circling back. We had a lot of things that, you know, catch our attention and trending and things that I pray about. And Lord, what is it you would have me talk on? And so, but today we're going to turn this thing around because now we just got to get into the sisters, into the women, you know, all of our sisters, and that's at all women across the board. But today I am titling this one, "So You're the Side Chick." You're the side chick, side piece, whatever you want to call it. So, and I want to preface that starting off, I was looking at some stuff, reading some stuff, and they actually have a whole article on why being a side chick is better for you. So I thought that hit an all-time low on every facet because it's so sad as a woman, as a human being. And, you know, I always have to let people know full transparency. Y'all know I'm about as transparent as they come. You know, we've all, as if you've lived this life long enough, you've been on both sides of the coin where you've cheated and you've been cheated on. And I don't know back then if it was called a side chick, but the sad part about it, that's an African-American slang and vernacular term that they use. And I keep going back to us as Black people. It's not cute. Y'all need to learn how to reel some things in and they, oh, that's all culture. That's who, that ain't everybody's culture. That's not mine. And that's not something good that you should ascribe to, because that, as a side chick, side piece, side whore, whatever you want to call yourself, you have just devalued and degraded yourself as that woman of God that he has created you to be. And that lets me know that there's a deficit there in your heart. And there's a longing, and there's something that you had daddy issues. You had some issues somewhere in your life where somebody hurt you and made you feel like you weren't worthy of anything else. Now, all you new age people who have this, I don't need a man. I don't, baby, women's, that the women's lib and things back there like that, it was for equality and things. We'll talk about that later. But we have gotten so far away from that, that the materialistic things aside, the money side, the social media side, the likes, the bodies, the big booty, whatever you want to call it. And y'all don't have BB, y'all are just fat. Let me just tell y'all, y'all don't have no big, I don't know what man created that time, but she thicker than a Snicker. You are thicker than 20 Snickers. And it is not cute. It is not cute to have potholes and dings running through your legs and you think you own because you got that waist trainer on. You don't look like no hourglass. I'm going to tell you that. You look like the Pillsbury Doe sister. But it's one of those things that y'all have to come to yourself. It's okay to go to the gym, sis. It's okay to get yourself in good health, perfect health, have a good body, and all of that. Nothing is wrong with that. Nobody is disparaging that. But there's a problem and an inherent problem in life when we're okay to take a second seat. And one of the things, as I grew as a woman and as I matured in Christ, the one thing, you know, the Bible said, do unto others that you would have do unto you as you would have them do unto you. I respect that woman more than I'll ever respect that man. In that term, when I say that in those terms, I know what it feels like. again, I've been on both sides of the coin, and I know what it feels like to be hurt. I know what it feels like to have your heart ripped out. I know what it feels like, but I also respect that queen that she is. I know right now she's lost. I know right now she doesn't know who she is. I know right now she's still searching, and I know right now she's been degraded down to just less than. And y'all think it's cute. No, you're broken. You're broken. To take that role in life, you're broken. So I say that to say, for me, my respect comes for you as a woman. And that's why I say, don't come for me, because I'm going to hit you slap on top of your head while you're trying to go check for your man, because that's the one that's out there. Go check for him. And then you might want to take some steps back and check for yourself to see where your deficit is, why it makes him want to go out there to those streets. But then you also want to vet it to go, Lord, help me. You know, why am I choosing this type? Again, there's the deficit. There's the problem. Because when you're okay to take that side road, that side chick, that second in, there's something wrong with you. And you've bought into this crazy thing in the world that's okay. Girl, I just need somebody to come in, tap me from time to time. Baby, he could take me out to eat, get my hair and nails done. That's what you're doing. You're just a prostitute and don't know it. Because he ain't doing it for free, sis. He getting your ass. Period. Let's just be clear. This one is clear. We raw on this one. That's all he's getting. You're giving away something that God has given you. You're giving away what is most precious in your treasure. Because I can assure you, he ain't in your face every day. Because if he pumping you with them chochos, all you are is his release. And I'll get into that with some of those eight things. We got to get into this. And so, but I wanted to lay that foundation. I wanted to put that out there. Because I told you, we coming back around to just the raw part of women. And if we can fix some of these things, we can fix motherhood. We can fix who we are in this life. We can fix a lot of the things that men are doing as women. When we can come together and go, enough is enough. Let me check for my sister. Enough is enough. Let me check for myself. First, I'm more than that. We're more than conquerors in Christ. We're the head, not the tail. Baby, we're above and not beneath. But you just reduce yourself to rubble. And you think it's okay. You think this is okay and it's not. So, I we being serious right now. Somebody said, how is being a side chick better? So what type of garbage am I reading is what they said. So the lady said, bear with me, please. Let me just explain to you. I'm not condoning it. She said, in no way is she condoning it. But there are plenty of women out there who are side chicks, probably more than we'd like to believe. And that's true. You, whatever you want to put that title to, whatever you want to ascribe yourself to, if there's another sis standing in the gap where she get all Christmas, birthdays, holidays, you are the side piece. If you ain't met mama them, and if you have low-key met mama them, you still garbage. You even lower than low when you go meet his mother, and the mother know. He broken and he get it from his mammy, and his dad is somewhere along the way. So here goes one of the, they said eight ways in being a side chick is better for you. They are advocating for this. She ain't condoning it, but then you want to give me eight reasons why. Make that make sense. Make that live. But here we go with her number one. He doesn't lie to you. Now don't get me wrong. Everyone lies. But what I'm trying to say, he's more likely not to lie to you. If he says he's out with the boys, he probably is. If he says he's with his girl, he probably is. He won't lie to you because there's no reason not to. You ain't his main chick. Make that make sense. Hell, if he lied to her, he gonna lie to you. You ain't no better. He just know you'll take it. He's a liar. And the truth ain't in him. You took a vow saying, for better, for worse, sickness and health, to death do us part. Bible said when you leave and cleave and you become one, that's if you're married now. You know, that's if you're married. You know, that's one of those things. So now he a liar, because hell he with you. He's a liar. And that's your mistake there in not knowing. And you thinking it's cool that he's honest with you. And sometimes they got two or three of them. And every time you move up, your spot just came open. So then you say, you get all of him. What? I don't mean more time with him. You get to do all the things with him his main chick can't and won't do. He shares more with you than his main chick. His good and bad side, either way, you know him more than the main chick. Well, girl, well, if I done been with you through all the intricacies, if I'm sitting in that house with you, baby, I've been on this road with you in this journey for a long time, because before I became that main chick, I was your girlfriend. I was this and I was that, and you are comfortable with me. You are comfortable enough to marry me, to wife me up, and you think you know more? No, you know the problems like she knows the problems. You are his release valve. Don't get it twisted. Let me just be raw. You were he come and release when he need to get it off, because they into it and she mad. But see, I don't play those kind of games. You don't play those kind of games with your man. Whether you mad or not, girl, give it to him. If you mad, your body is not your own. We'll get into that. It's a whole different subject. Y'all need to stop playing them sex games with that man and withholding. But no, you don't get all of him because you already sharing him. Make that live. You see how dumb that sign? You can't quantify that. How do you have all of him when it's another one standing in the gap? How do you have all of him? I bet you if you sick and there's something going on in that house, he gonna call and check on you, but you won't ever see him out that door. Now, I know a man that has a side chick that he with more than his wife. And she takes that. Oh, it's the most strangest thing. He even had an appointment with another one for 5 years. Make that live. In his name, in her name, and you married. This man been married 20 years plus. Bless her little heart. But it's the things that keeps her there. You couldn't buy me enough Gucci, Louis, all my money, and you pay all the bills. Ain't none can hold me. Ain't none can hold Kim, not Kim Tolliver. I was dating this guy, and we were out. We had gotten to that point looking at rings and things like that, and we were looking at these houses. And you know who you are because you're going to listen to this tonight. But one of the things that I said, and I love him deeply, and I, you know, but it was one of those things that, you know, Ali, because the houses we were looking at that time, $400,000, almost $500,000, it doesn't matter how much that house costs. You can't hold me. You get what I'm saying? You can't hold me. There's not enough things in this life because everything I have is internal. There's no externals in me. I'm intrinsically me and who I am. And I know who I am and I know whose I am. And that's one thing I will never tolerate is infidelity. Because once I know, oh, that's a wrap. I don't care what you have because I got it. I bring the table too. We can both bring that table, but it's not even about bringing the table more so than about valuing me and knowing who I am in Christ and knowing that I am fearfully and wonderfully made and that I am the head and not the tail. I am beauty. I am that. So you are the prize, as y'all say, but you a side chick, but you the prize. And y'all get mad at Kevin Samuels when he talk about y'all bald head tails. I'm just saying. Don't get mad at something that's the truth. And then you want to justify it by saying certain things. Oh, it's like this because I don't need that. I don't want no man. I don't, you know, because you have a whole bad issue and problem with submission. But that's because the spiritual side of you is gone. That's because you don't know Christ. That's because you have a knowledge of him, but you don't know him because you don't live it, because you don't meditate on that word, because you don't believe. Because if you knew who you were and you knew the order of things, you wouldn't be a side chick. Hell, you wouldn't be having sex outside of marriage anyway, you know, but that's a whole different story too. So another thing says you get a sexual thrill from being a side chick. Who? Where? You're committing the greatest taboo in womanhood. Where? Taking what's not yours. You're just a whore. That ain't no taboo. You're just being a whore. You have the power to make or break his relationship. No, you don't. He does. You stupid right there. He's doing it by committing what he's committing. You just happen to be the whore that he's making or breaking his relationship with. You just happen to be the whore that he's willing to risk it all with. Make that make sense on what you're saying. Because you're dumb right now. You know it's wrong, but you can't help yourself. No, he can't help himself. Who doesn't like forbidden fruit? Girl, you so lost and jaded. Oh, I like that one. See, I ain't even read this foolishness before I came on. You have the power to make or break his relationship just like the other two or three he got. He doesn't respect his relationship enough, sis, but he know what you are. That's why you not first. He know you'll do it. He know you'll be that release. He know he can come pounce on top of your tail, wrench off, and go home. What you saying right now? Make that live right now. Make it make sense right now. But see, this is the things that we tell ourselves, and that's how you get pumped up. Girl, I'm with him. You know, she thinks she got him. No, she does. She have him. But everybody got him. He's broken. You see what I'm saying? He's broken, as are you. And so like attract those things. And sometimes we wonder, you got Bob every day. He just in Bill body, Tom body. Y'all down there trying to build a bear. And you can't even build yourself. We need to build some, whatever you call the bear women. With y'all dumb tails. But anyway, it says your heart stays intact. Why? If you're a side chick, you know the golden rule, which is know your place. Your heart is unlikely to get broken. If you go into such a relationship with your eyes open, it's not a relationship. It's a sexual connection which should benefit both of you. Such feelings shouldn't develop. So it's all good, huh? The devil is a why y'all on Facebook? Why y'all at that man's house? Why y'all busting his car? Why y'all got a low-key tell her in her inbox? Women are emotional. Y'all will build feelings. Y'all can't control yourselves. Unless you're just a whore. Now, there are ways we can just, now we can cut it. I mean, you know, you can cut it. But when you listen to these things that I'm saying to you, I hope y'all play this over like 50, 11 times to see how ignorant this stuff sounds. If you thought about it, if you are one, if you are ascribing and striving to be one, I hope this resonates with y'all tonight so much so in your soul that you say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for those thoughts. Lord, help me to be the woman of God that you created me to be. Lord, help me know who I am and whose I am in you, that I don't take this low road. Like Robert Peck says, the road less traveled. Take that one. Stop going this way thinking it's going to help you. You damaged goods, boo. And you can't be, y'all going to sit here. They got a picture of a woman sitting at the bus stop. This skeleton girl, I finally got him. When it's gone, when that thing don't work no more, how they say, when there ain't no more fire in the fireplace, you can't even get it up. That's when you going to take him, when he down, busted, brushed, disgusted, and you committing taboo because you've taken it. You can make or break. Girl, where y'all get that from? That's why y'all side chicks, because y'all so dumb. But keep letting social media raise you. Keep letting social media be your guide. Keep letting these old fake shows and these jacked up relationships be your hashtag relationship goals. Let your job, where you think I'm making money, be your end all be all. Let your I don't need no man statement be your end all be all. Make it live, sis. It's just again, prostitutes have just that connection. You know, I hope he's leaving a lot of money on the table for you to get up and look at yourself in the mirror and be proud of that. Boy, that's something to go home and tell your mama, ain't it? Mama, I done made it. I'm that side chick. Is that what you're doing? Because you and your friend on the phone all night because y'all can't stand her. Y'all mad at her. Why you mad at her? Be mad at yourself. Be mad at yourself for letting yourself be used by a man. Women are the most powerful species and beings on this earth. We create life through God, and we create life. We have these special things. And you waste your life to say, I'd rather be a side chick than submit. I'd rather be a side chick than to know Christ and have a relationship. Everybody is not this way. So the other thing it says... You don't have to put up with his BS. In other words, his bull-ish. You ain't his main chick. Let her handle his emotions. You only deal with his good side. No, you only deal with his release. But then if y'all get into that thing hard enough, y'all got problems too. The grass ain't always green on either side, because who he is, he's coming with. Who you are on a bad day when you get real mad because you really want more out of that thing than what you got, which y'all always do. Mad because he won't leave. Rolling your eyes. Girl, stop. Y'all don't have that much power and control, because that's just the emotional and mental side of it that you get caught up in. As will he. It's going to be something that piss him off too. It's going to be one day he wants you to cook, you don't feel like cooking. It's going to be one day he wants you to do something you don't feel like doing. Y'all will get up too. You got BS on your side too. Don't get it twisted. Stop lying about that. See, these are the lies we tell ourselves and we buy into. knowing that this is trauma, childhood trauma. It's called childhood PTSD. You're still broken from things and even past relationships where someone has reduced you down to rubble and you think this is okay. And this your get back? This can't be your get back. Because the only person getting it is you, which he getting you. But again, he ain't wifing you up. Okay, we're going to keep on moving. He likes you more. Why? You don't ring him 100 times just so you can hear his voice as a main chick would do. He likes that you send him naughty pics, texts, but above all, he likes the fact that it's just sex. What? Girl, y'all stupid. He don't like you more. He love her. He just don't know what love is, you nut. And you sitting here with your nasty tail, with your cat snooch gap wide open, sending him these pics so he can get enticed to come jump in you and still go back home. But he holding her at night. He pouncing on you. He's loving her when it's good, as y'all say, when it's not. Every day over there ain't bad, girl. Stop. Y'all stupid if you think that. You stupid if that. You're his release because he's innately driven that way. 99.99% of the time, or 98, let's say men think about sex. That's what they're driven to. It has nothing to do with who you are. You just give him extra. But they're every real man. There are men out there who does not cheat. There are men out there who are such amazing men. There are so many men out there who doesn't fit this bill. And there are so many amazing women out there who doesn't fit this bill, that doesn't agree with this foolishness that I'm reading right now. And for you to be okay with that, I know there's a deficit in your heart. I know something is wrong with you. You get to travel more. How? You get to get the out-of-town dinners and hotel, basically the good stuff that comes from a relationship. Like, she don't go nowhere. You see, that's what I'm saying. This is all made up in your head. Something is wrong with you. But then that's the lack of maturity that y'all have. You see, that's the lack of maturity that you have. He's rich. Side chicks tend to always go out with rich guys. It's unrealistic to assume that you will share a broke or bum dude. So your hair and nails are paid for if he's generous, that is. Your hair and nails. You let him come and turn you out like a little trick, do all kinds of nasty things with you, and you send him all these nasty pics because it's just sex, just for your hair and nails. That's all. You are a low-priced little heifer. That's it. So if you're a side chick, it's 80% likely you will not get a ring. He's not suddenly just going up and don't. No man, ain't no married man. He don't ever have intentions to leave y'all. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't be jaded. Don't be fooled. You don't have gold down there in them hills. That snooch is not the end out. That snooch is not premium. He going to be at home. Now, in some bizarre twist that happens, your spot just came open. That's all. Because the wife had the courage to leave because she knew what he was doing with you. So that's not a bizarre twist. It's just that other one that values herself enough and that say, this is not me. This is not what I want. But see, that's why it's so important to vet these things. Y'all know what this mess is when you get it. Y'all know what this mess is when you're dating it. That's why you got to ask the questions. What's that life like? What do you do? How, you know, what's that relationship with God? Are we equally yoked? Come on now. The signs are there. Don't let that stop sign it. Like Violet say, you just waiting on the brick to hit you upside the head. And it's just, remember the phrase, how you got him. It's the same way you're going to lose him. So if he cheating on her, he going to cheat on you. Ain't no law that say you can only have one side chick. You know, you don't get to spend the holidays with him. You get those days after. You know, you won't meet them family and friends. So, you know, and I wanted to get into those things to talk about that, to let y'all know that it's written on every woman's heart to have a longing to be romance, to play that irreplaceable role in a grand adventure, to have beauty all of our own to offer. So, in today's world, we're told to ignore those desires of our hearts. To neglect the heart is to ultimately lose our hope. You know, we want those things. God placed these desires in our hearts to draw us to discovering the woman that he created you to be. But we need a deeper understanding of how these longings impact every aspect of our lives, y'all, and why God made us this way. What deep desires of your heart are telling us the truth, revealing to us the lives we were meant to live? God has us. He have us. He gave us these eyes that we can see. He gave us these ears, y'all, that we can hear. He gave us that will that we can choose right. And he gave us a heart that we can live. Your heart matters. And you are the beloved. You are the prize. You are what God created you to be. You are that. So, you know, when you want to get into some things about your dignity, your worth, God sees women as equal, full of dignity and worth. Proverbs 31, 10 and 12 tells us that a noble woman is more valuable than rubies. And it shows that women bring trust and good, not harm, all the days of her life. Genesis makes it clear. 1 and 27 said God made men and women in his image, equally loved, equally valued. And that verse from Proverbs and Revelations, it confirms that. They are precious in God's sight. Y'all have to know who you are in Christ. And that's the thing about life. My mother used to say, you think when I was young, she said, when you find yourself, Kim. And I used to be, you know, I know who I am. What is she talking about? Until I found myself. That statement never made sense. I'm Kim. I'm Kim Tolliver. I know who I am. You know, that's when we wanted to be grown. We were playing grown. But we were out here and didn't know nothing about life. 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4 says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So that tells women to value your inner beauty over how you look on the outside. It says a woman's worth comes from a gentle and quiet spirit. That's precious in God's eyes, y'all. It teaches us the kindness of being true to yourself and make that more than your outer appearance. Psalm 139, 14 is one I love that says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And it tells us that God made us in a special way. It says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means he made us with care and purpose. That means that you are valuable from the start to the end of your life. And you should see yourselves as a precious creation. And that reminds everybody, especially women, that you are important to God and to death. And so you got to be able to know that. But if y'all don't study, if you don't know, if you don't get into that word, if you don't trust, you can never be who God created you. But you can take this foolishness that I just read because she go through and this is how they feel. That's not of God. That's this world. So we operating on two different spheres. There's the spirit and this is the natural. So if you have wisdom and influence, the Bible sees women as sources of wisdom and guidance. Proverbs 31, 26 highlights a woman who speaks wisely, teaching us the value of insightful words. Acts 18 and 26 tells us about Priscilla, who taught Apollos more about God's ways with accuracy. And these are just some examples, y'all, that show women leading through knowledge and faith. They prove that speaking with kindness and understanding can have a big impact on others in their spiritual journeys. Be the example. Stop allowing a man to just run in you because you're sitting here saying it's sex, it's taboo. You're doing something you can make. You can't make or break nothing. You have no power over that man. He's doing that of his own volition. And he's doing it because you are allowing him to. Proverbs 14 and 1 says, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears it down. A wise woman makes her home strong. She cares for those living with her. It shows us that smart choices will build up a house, not somebody else's house, heifer. In contrast, not thinking ahead can tear it down. It's clear women in wisdom in a woman has real power at home. And you think your power comes from something that you could make or break that relationship. Is that what you get off on? Thinking you got the power to control that? Because I promise you, sis, whatever you do and tick him off, he's just going to go get the other one. Somebody else's spot just moved up. That's all. That's all. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. It tells us about strong faith of Timothy's mother Lois and his grandmother Eunice, and it shows us being a role in making his life in Jesus strong. So women are important in sharing faith and teaching the next generations. Their example is a clear guide for both women and men to follow, to educate and shape those coming after them in Christian faith with love, strength, and holiness. It's holiness that we're supposed to be striving for. It's not heathenness, thinking you controlling the narrative when all he's doing is getting a release out of you. How that make you feel when he get up and go out that door? You just get up, wash that mess off, and go on about your business. And then some of y'all are so tied down to that, he got a whole woman, but y'all won't have another man, even though that's about as harsh as a day long as it comes. But just think of yourself. You reduce yourself thinking you're a side chick down to one man who has 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of y'all. And all you're doing is getting your hair and nails done? Girl, you winning. Oh, you winning, you big dummy. But strength and courage. The Bible tells story of strong women like Rahab, Deborah. They show bravery in tough times. Proverbs 31 talks about that woman of strength being her honor. So, you know, you got to get into these things. Y'all got to get into, there are so many important women in the Bible. There are so many strong women in the Bible who had courage, who stepped out, who has these things. Value yourself. Have honor and respect. A gracious woman earns honor. Proverbs 11:16 says that it tells us that a kind-hearted woman gains honor, but ruthless men gain only wealth. And y'all say y'all only date rich men. Stop lying. If you think the poll is good, y'all gonna stay because you have no other out inside things that you get what I'm saying. You go for the sex. Because if it was for the money, that part wouldn't matter when you say it's taboo to get something, to have somebody else's man. You ain't safe for a man to take care of me. You talking about sex. So stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. And that's why I say it's not cute. So, and there's so many things that the Bible says about that, about a value, about the value of a woman. It sees the woman as precious, more than jewels. In marriages, the husband trusts his wife deeply. That's what Proverbs 31:11 says. This trust shows her great worth and role. Look at Mary and Elizabeth. They show grace and faith, making them key examples. So scripture makes it clear, y'all, women hold immense value and honor from Proverbs to Genesis. From Mary to Deborah, it celebrates our worth across many verses. So you are equal in dignity and essential in God's plan. But that's why I say we have to be able to captivate who we are. We have to be able to value ourselves as a woman. And that means developing your self-awareness. Understand your desires, y'all. Prioritize self-discovery. And some ways you can do that is to set boundaries. Know you are in charge of your life. And don't be afraid to show your power to others. Stop allowing yourself to be used by someone, or stop allowing yourself to buy into that narrative. And here's the thing. Get away from that man and get into God. Get away from that man and heal yourself. Disappear for 6 months. Disappear for a year. Stop being so lonely that anything in your bed makes you okay. That you just got to have somebody. There's a difference in being alone and being lonely. I'm in this house all by myself. How they say I'm empty nest, but I'm not lonely. You get what I'm saying? I'm alone, but I'm not lonely because I got the love of Christ in here. But I know who I am, and I wait patiently for the things that God has set for my life. Not somebody else, not for anything else. And I don't put my life according to that. My life is not predicated off somebody else. Stop comparing yourself to others. There's no point in comparing yourself to anyone else because there's only one you. So stop trying to be carbon copies of these people. Stop trying to live a life through what you see on social media. Stop trying to value and set these principles according to what life tells you and what the world tells you. Y'all know this world is wicked above all things. The Bible said men are be lovers of men. The world is waxing cold. You have no love for that. Y'all won't get up and go to church, but you're talking about, I'm going to watch it on TV while you're doing everything else known to man. And talking about distractions. Girl, you can tell me what the service was about. You just put it on. And some of y'all having that, it's just natural because it's what you've done all the time. It's the things that you've done your entire life. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the small and big gifts in life. And express appreciation whenever and however you can. Practice self-care, y'all. And that shows that you're confident in yourself and worthy of being treated well. You think being a side chick is being treated well? He doesn't respect you either. He doesn't value who you are either. So let me just say that when you say, I get all of him. No, you get all his sex. You get that release. You get that momentary hold because he got to get back home. She get every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He come tap in, and then he taps out, and he go back home. When you see him out in public, you can't stop and have a conversation. You have to pretend you don't even know him. What you said, stay in your lane. Some of y'all can't do that because y'all mad because he's smiling. And he lied to you last night and told you they were into it, and they just smiling and kissing in that restaurant, and you about to have 5 doggone conniptions and heart attacks because you know he lied to you. Oh, but he don't lie to you because he don't have no reason to because you know your role. You so crazy, girl. Self-love. Accept and value yourself as you are. Treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and respect. Prioritize your own needs and desires. Stop saying, I don't need no man. I make my money. Y'all think because you make money that makes something good? You think because you make money that's okay? You think because you've arrived in this world, in this corporate world, that that's enough? Some of y'all eating beanie weenies just to drive a Mercedes. Some of y'all got Mercedes and BMWs sitting at an apartment complex. But y'all got life. Okay. Challenge yourself. Have regular reminders of your talents, your strengths, your abilities. And that can help you make more confident decisions and choices in every other area of your life. Stop but buying into the narrative that a side chick is a good place to be. Y'all are some heifers, especially those just now. I can also tell you when I said I've cheated and that. Now, there are times when a man didn't tell me the truth. So now they'll lie. And then I found out later, back in my younger times. You get what I'm saying? So all of them are not truthful. So you can't buy into that lie. That's a lie from the pits of hell because they will not always tell you the truth. You know why? And I asked this dude, like, why did you lie to me? He said, because I would lose you and I didn't want to lose you. He was honest then. But when you marry, I respect the sanctity of a marriage. And again, I've been outside of the will and I always ask God to forgive me, you know, to move those soul ties from me so that I'm not crossed up in that. So those things are not lingering in me. So those desires are not lingering in me. You have to break every ungodly soul tie, every sexual soul tie. You got to call those things out by name. You have to say, Lord, move it from my life. Lord, I want to be more than just where I'm at today. Lord, I want to be who you've made and created me to be. Lord, help me to work on me. Lord, show me the areas of my life where I'm wrong. Show me, Lord, what I need to do to be a better person in life. And stop creating these African-American slangs that side chick, side piece, side whore. It's not cute. Be that woman of value. Be that woman that man can be proud of. Be that woman that look at that other woman and say, I respect you, sis. Now, you know, one man tried to talk to me before and he just talking. I said, you know, if you spend half the time with your wife as you spend out here trying to spin this game, y'all will probably be a whole lot better. See, don't come for me when I know you got something in your life. When you know he can't call you at a certain time, when you know that phone go off, you know your role. But that's what you basking in. And then you in that bottle of champagne, you drinking that wine like ain't nobody business. You sitting at home at night, girl, please. Because in late in the midnight hour, late in the midnight hour, you have to commune with yourself. You got to commune with yourself. You could tell that lie to anybody else, but guess who you can't lie to? You can't lie to yourself. I mean, you can. And then if you're compulsive enough, you'll buy into the lie and the narrative. But you got to unlearn, relearn, and learn. Knowing who you are. And some of us come from lines and lineages of this mess. You have to be that generational curse breaker. You have to be the one to say, no, not mine. Now here, Lord, I break that curse. I break the things, those ancestors. I break everything. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over that. That's a lie. Respect yourself. Assess and uphold your values without sacrificing your well-being. Stop sacrificing who you are because you're a broken vessel. If you can allow yourself to be that forerunner, and you ain't John coming up forerunning for Jesus, coming ahead of him, that somebody, you ain't worthy to tie her, you not. You ain't worthy to tie her shoes. Oh, that was a good one, Lord. But you just have to know that y'all are so much more than that. Sis, you're so much more than that. Stop buying into the lies. Stop cheating out here with these men. Stop letting it be okay. If we stop, they'll stop. They won't have nowhere to go. And then some of y'all out here just as raw as the day long. Let me just be clear. Y'all will not suit up for the game. And this man being brought you everything known to man and stuff. Y'all just as raggedy as all get outdoors. It's not cute. That's not who God created us to be. That's not what God wants us to be. And that's not the image that he created. Male and female created he them. And for that reason, would a man, would a woman, and man, they leave their mothers and cleave to each other. It didn't say to cleave to me, you, and Sue. Mm-mm, that ain't what it said. It didn't say cleave to me and then get 2-3 more in your harem. Because this polygraphy stuff that they got, I'm going to come on some poly stuff. I'm coming back with that. That foolishness y'all got going on out there. Mm-mm. Girl, I'm going to get him Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. You get him Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. What, he going to rest Sunday on the seventh day? I don't even like sharing my food. But I'm going to tell y'all something before I go. If I have a man and I'm married to him, not a boyfriend, not that dating stage, but you can get it too in the dating stage. But if I was married and I found out, see, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to beat the brakes off of you. I promise to God, I'm going to beat the brakes off of you because I know you know. What y'all just said, it's taboo. It's good. It's fun to try to, you know what I mean? I'm going to beat you for everything you stole. Oh, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to leave him. But I'm going to still beat the brakes off of your trifling, big, wide back, sumo wrestler looking tail because you knew. You knew. If I know, I will not partake in that. If I know, I will respect that woman because I don't want it done to me. Oh, but you're going to get your issue, sis. God ain't freed me from that yet. I be praying. I'm still praying. I'm a work in progress, but I'm going to work your ass out while I'm being progressive. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. But it's going. You're going to get it. Don't let me find out. How they say, don't let me find out. I still got some of that stuff in me now. That old man be laying down. He be laying down. I be trying to keep him down. But y'all just trifling out here, and y'all think it's cute. But then I have to feel sorry for y'all because I know there's a broken part of you. I know there's a part in you, you know, that has to be hurt. And there's a part in you that has to be crying out. There's a part in you that, again, when you commune with yourself in the midnight hour, that you got to say, Lord, is it more for my life? Those voids that we look for, those voids are for Christ. Those voids are where God can only heal and fill those places. In those urges and things like that, if you know Christ and you're in Christ, because the Holy Spirit is not in it, it's for believers. And if you are a believer in Christ, it will nudge you. And then sometimes we harden our heart to those things where it will leave us. And see, God will always give you over to your own devices. That's why we have free will. But he's still sovereign. And you can come to him today. You can ask for forgiveness today and ask God to change your heart. It's a journey. These things are, you know, how do you eat an elephant? They say one bite at a time. As Nip said, you better know Nipsey Hussle. This is a marathon. This ain't no sprint, and it's not for the faint at heart. That's the easy side. You could take the easy way out, but it still costs you something. I'd rather it cost me on the good side that I sacrificed and I became a better woman of God that he created me to be than to reduce myself to rubbles for him just to come tap in and then tap out. And when he gone, all I'm doing is washing myself. You get what I'm saying? It's not cute. Y'all can dress it up. You can make it sound good, And sometimes that's where you are in your life because you hadn't grown. And sometimes that's exactly how people feel. But that's a lack of maturity in you as a woman. So it also bespeaks to that maturity. It also bespeaks to that level that we are in Christ and where we are just in life in general. But you have to want more. And you have to want to be better. You have to want to be more. You have to want more out of life. God is there. He's always waiting. He never leaves us or forsake us. We always say, Lord, where are you? He was there the whole time. You ran. You're the one running. So run on back to him. He's there. He's waiting to welcome you. Lord, show me. Lord, help me. Lord, move that from me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am loved. I give love. I show love. I receive love. I am the prize. I am the prize. So Lord, shape me and mold me into the woman of God that you called me to be. Lord, whatever it is, reveal those things in me. Lord, bring to the forefront those things in my life, Lord God, that is causing me to be with that, to do those things. Reveal it, Lord, so that I can move it. Reveal it, Lord, so that I can repent of it, Lord God. Help me to be better. Those are the things that we want. That ought to be our prayer, Lord God. Give me guidance and wisdom and discernment into all things and all truths, Lord God. Help me to know what it is that you seek for my life, what you have for my life. Not just a sexual exploitation, which takes away all the goodness that he gives us. It takes away who we are as women to be support holes. Everybody has a role. I'll come back around to that one too one day. But today, this is it. Stop being a side chick. Stop being a side piece. Stop thinking it's cute. It's not. I love you, and I hope it's making a difference. And if you got a friend that's a side chick, share it with her the trifling tale too. But you're more than conquerors. You are beautiful. And the only competition you should have is you. Stop being so taboo to give them what they want. And value yourself more. Until next Friday, I love y'all. I hope it helps. Have a good one, sis.